Now, I want to talk to Washington State Senator John Braun. And one of the things I want to put to you, Senator, you're a good man. You come on the show. You're a great friend of the show. But it seems as though both the Washington legislature, and we also pay attention to Oregon and Idaho, that they're stacking up problems right and left that need to be addressed by the legislature. And it sounds like the longer the time goes on, the more pressing issues, things like fentanyl, things like drug overdoses, things like the homeless crisis that's going on, things like the gasoline prices in Washington State, driven up by a crazy carbon tax scheme that Jay Inslee and his friends came up with. They're all stacking up, and they don't seem to be willing to solve them right now. Are we going to have to wait until the next legislative session to be able to get these things done?
Well, you're 100% right. They are stacking up. When you talk about public safety, fentanyl, record crime rates, the homelessness issue, affordability, out-of-control gas prices, housing prices, food prices, child care prices, health care prices. These are all stacking up as a result of poor policy from the Democratic majority. I didn't even mention education. We have our children falling further and further behind. We used to be a top 10 state nationally. Now last year we were below the half. Now we're falling even further because our education system is simply failing our students. All these are the result of bad policy coming out of the Washington State Legislature from the majority Democrats, and they're not interested in fixing them. They're just kind of trying to hide behind, a media that's sort of friendly to them. You know, use the cap and trade system as an example. You know, the major media sources are out there claiming, well, we didn't think this would really happen with record high gas prices. Of course they thought it would happen. That was the very point, and now they're trying to hide from it. It's unbelievable all the things they've done and how little they're willing to actually take them on.
Well, and Senator, some of your colleagues have said, let's have a special session. Why does Jay Inslee, why do your Democrat colleagues not say, okay, we got some things that are really pressing? And I would say especially the carbon tax, especially the drug overdose problem being driven by fentanyl and other hard drugs. And the things we've done already are not working, and people are dying, and people are having their pockets picked for this carbon tax. We've got to get these solved now. We can't wait 6 months or 8 months for a solution. Is their attitude just there's no way they're going to hold a special session of the legislature?
No, they're not interested at all. The governor's not interested. I mean, you have to understand, Lars, they don't think they got this wrong. They're, it's kind of nuts, right? They're indifferent to the enormous harm they're causing in our state. We have the highest drug growth and drug overdoses in the country. People are dying every day, including young children that are being unintentionally exposed to fentanyl and other drugs, are dying every day, and they're indifferent. It's discouraging. It's frustrating. But no, they're not interested in a special session. They're not even interested in working on these issues during a regular session, from as near as I can tell. The Republicans continue to propose revisions to the policies that have put us in this place, and with few exception, we're making no progress at all. Use the Carbon Commitment Act, the cap and tax system, as we call it, that's driving up fuel prices. We've proposed numerous ways. Of course, the best way is just to undo it entirely. It's not doing what it's intended to do, and it's making fuel unaffordable. But numerous ways to get that money back in the hands of the people of the state of Washington. Zero interest from the Democrats.
Well, and in fact, I'd point out to you that King County is now, according to the Seattle Times Fish Wrapper, they saw in the state of Washington, over 1,010 people died of drug overdose in 2022. 1,001, I'm sorry. And they're already at 1,010 people today, and we've still got a few months to go to the end of the year. So it is very, and last year was a record high. This year has already eclipsed that record, is headed for another record. Yeah. It's not slowing down. It's accelerating. And yet your Democrat colleagues say, we don't care if 1,000 people die. We like the drug policy.
Yeah, they continue to hide behind this, what they call the harm reduction strategy, which basically says, we're going to let people, suffer with addictions. We're going to keep them alive, but we're basically going to warehouse them. But the truth is, they don't even keep them alive, because just because you can give them, you can save them one, two, three times, eventually, it's going to go too far and they're going to die. And that's exactly what we see. It's happening in record numbers in central Washington, where the policy has been implemented the worst. But the truth is, it's happening all over Washington because our statewide policy is bad. Now, we made a little progress with the Blake bill, but it's going to take years for that to take effect. We've gotten such bad shape. You know, turning this thing around is going to take a long time, and right now it's not turning around.
Well, has there been some progress made? Because the way I read it, and I'm seeing the same thing happen in Oregon, when they reduced it to nothing but a ticket in Oregon, and in Washington State, if for a time there was no law at all, and then they put in a gross misdemeanor, are they actually seeing any positive result from that at all?
Well, it's depending a lot on the parts of the state you're talking about. So it was when the Supreme Court ruled, it basically made it illegal to have hard drugs. In 2021, the legislature made a misdemeanor with virtually, but that wasn't even the worst part. They made it so it's virtually unenforceable. So there was no law for 2 years. This year, we made a gross misdemeanor with some, you know, with focus on treatment. I don't think anybody disagrees. We want to give people treatment, but some hard consequences if you wouldn't sign up for treatment. So there is jail time authorized under state law, and then it really comes down to what is local law enforcement doing and what are the prosecutors doing. And we see some parts of the state, you know, particularly like the split area, you know, rural parts like where I live, they're taking it seriously. They're trying to get after the problem. Other parts of the state, think, you know, central King County, they are still being very lax about enforcement. And the truth is, they think they're going to be in compassion. The truth is, they're killing people as a result.
Well, John, Senator, I've actually had calls from people in both Oregon and Washington who say, look, I was a meth head for 10 years, and the only thing that straightened me out was the threat of a serious conviction and time behind bars. And the minute they were threatened that way, they said, okay, I'll go into treatment. And I've had people who are tremendous success stories, but it takes that kind of pressure. Is there any sign at all at this point that the threat of a gross misdemeanor is getting people into treatment? Because you'd expect if it's going to work, you'd see at least a certain number of people who are signing up for treatment because of that threat. If they can cite that, I'd be glad to take a look at it. And is it enough of a change to actually make a serious difference?
You know, I'm not sure. I hope so. It's certainly better than what we were before. I don't think it's perfect. I mean, we had some good success in our state, especially in some of the more assertive counties, in with the drug court, which was when it was a felony. We've set up essentially the same thing through the county and city courts. I think, again, my using example in my community, I think we're making a little progress. Is it everything I'd like? No, but I do think we're getting people into treatment. We're saving lives. But we've got so far out of whack.
Absolutely right. That's Washington State Senator John Braun. Senator Braun, thank you very much for the time.